the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, Tim Weiland, Ian Geis all here with me. And here's a dead guy.
Yeah. Everybody.
This is Cuba Gooding Sr., who died today at the age of 72.
Well, before you do anything,
the group was called The Main Ingredient. And we're using it to kick off the Harris Challenge today. If you would like to play, not The Fool, but the Harris Challenge. Our phone numbers are 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. And most smartphones can also get in here with free calls to Star KTRS. If you do get on the challenge, you'll get a category full of questions. And if you answer them well, if you answer them correctly, you'll get points. And if you get enough points, you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
We have one dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
With two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Florissant.
We also have a Peroni's Pizzeria gift card for you. They also have two locations, one in Florissant and one in St. Peter's at 70 and 79.
79.
Or you might choose a pair of tickets to see Killer Queen. It's a tribute to Queen. And that's happening Saturday, July 15th at the Family Arena. Go to familyarena.com for more information.
If you get all the questions in your category correct, we will reward you with a bonus prize.
Oh, you're going to get a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester in Baldwin. Go to candici's.net. Plus, we'll throw in a Breezy Buddy cooling pillow. It's like a travel pillow with a fan inside. It's great for women having a little hot flash, if you know what I mean.
Or by the way, guys, Mother's Day is only 3 weeks away. This is a good thing for mom.
Oh, it is. It is. All you have to do is go to breezybuddy.com if you want to check it out.
All right, let's meet our first contestant on the Harris Challenge today, and it's Dan. Hi,
Hello
Dan.
There.
How are you?
Hey there.
Welcome to the show. As you may know, if you're a regular listener, everybody who gets on the challenge gets the unique broadcast opportunity known as the 5-second cheap plug opportunity, where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or use it for your prearranged commercial endorsement. Go right ahead.
I'd like to say hello to my wonderful and beautiful and talented daughter, Sophie.
Okay.
She's probably listening.
All right, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see which three categories come spilling out first. We'll have a total of five with each of our five contestants, but only three of them for you to choose from here. The first one, of course, is, have you been paying attention? Category two, get ready for the March on Science. Big event going on nationally tomorrow. The big one's in Washington, but there'll also be one here on Market Street in St. Louis tomorrow afternoon. And the third category is Time's 100 Most Influential People.
I better do the have you been paying attention.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Dan. Let's play the Harris Challenge. From what job in St. Louis City did Sam Dotson resign this week?
Police chief.
Correct. Which longtime Fox News host lost his job this week after advertisers boycotted his show because of sexual harassment settlements?
Bill O'Reilly.
Correct. Which company introduced the Unicorn Frappuccino this week?
Probably Starbucks.
Correct. Which tennis superstar who won the Australian Open earlier this year announced this week that she's 20 weeks pregnant?
Serena.
Serena Williams is right. Now for the clean sweep. Which former NFL star committed suicide in his jail cell just days after being acquitted of a double murder?
Aaron Hernandez.
That is correct. Of course, he still was going to have to do lifetime for the other murder he committed, but they're still trying to figure out exactly what he did. I do think one thing about this story is a little odd. They say they think foul play may have been involved, and yet his jail cell door was blocked from the inside.
And he had put soap on the floor. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
And he was by himself.
Yeah, it was a single cell.
So I don't know how foul play may have been involved. But that doesn't matter, Dan, because you got all the questions right, and that's what we call the clean sweep.
Hooray!
Nicely done. So hang on, Dan. I'll tell you how you get a whole bunch of prizes, and I will move on to our second contestant today. Hi, Scott.
Good afternoon.
Hi, welcome to the show. Go ahead and plug something.
Well, I was going to plug the power of the Big 550. I'm just pulling in here to Evansville, Indiana, and you're still coming in loud and clear.
Beautiful.
Go Blues.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. And, yeah, the Blues going for it this weekend with Game 5 against the Wild. All right, which category would you like, Scott? We have Get Ready for the March on Science, Time's 100 Most Influential People, or Facts About Earth Day, which is also tomorrow.
How about the 100 Most Influential People?
All right, the good news for you, Scott, is you only have to know about five of them.
Well, great.
Let's play the Harris Challenge.
Make sure they're the right five.
Well, let's see. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What position does General James Mattis hold in the Trump cabinet? You can pass if you want.
Pass.
Who hosts the TV show Full Frontal on TBS?
Pass.
What is the name of the guy married to Donald Trump's oldest daughter?
Mr. Ivanka.
We'll go to the four-pointer. With his movie Get Out, who became the first African-American writer-director with a $100 million film debut? Chose the category of his own free will.
Smart. Yes.
Jordan Peele is the answer. Narendra Modi is prime minister of the world's largest democracy. What country is that?
Wow. No clue.
That would be India. We needed Jared Kushner. We could not accept Mr. Ivanka for the guy married to Donald Trump's oldest daughter. Samantha Bee is the host of Full Frontal. And the general in General James Mattis's name might have given away that he's the Secretary of Defense. So, Dan got them all right, Scott. Mm. You did the opposite of that. Got a big goose egg. And so I'm going to have to punish you. As you know, here on the Harris Challenge, sometimes we play bad singing. Sometimes it's good singing, but it's inappropriate for the song that's being sung. I think that applies to this one. From 2005, when Paul Anka appeared on the David Letterman Show and sang Nirvana.
Oh, wow.
Load up, load up. Bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overboard. She's self-assured. Oh, no, I know. A dirty word. Hello, 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 hello.
We've come a long way from flannel to a tuxedo.
Hello, hello, hello.
All right. Goodbye, Scott.
Hello. Yeah, you could have played that You're Having My Baby and it'd been worse.
You're exactly right. Thank you very much for playing.
Hey, before you go to the next contestant, I need Dan to call me back. He might have to wait until after the challenge is finished, but I need to ask him one more question.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it a personal question?
It might be, but okay. No, I just need to ask him one more question.
All right. All right, fine. Let's go to our third contestant now. Hello, Mark.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. Go ahead and plug something.
I'd like to plug my beautiful wife of 30 years, Deborah.
Okay.
Whoa.
We have...
Well, put it that way.
What you do on your own free time. Which category would you like here, Mark? We have Get Ready for the March on Science, Facts About Earth Day, or our new third category, Multiple Choice Week.
Multiple Choice Week.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which New England Patriot player did go to the White House with his teammates to meet the president? Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, or Danny Amendola?
Gronk.
Correct. Why has the Israeli Labor Party changed the date of its election this summer? Too many people would be on vacation, it conflicts with a Britney Spears concert date, or they mistakenly scheduled it for a Saturday?
Scheduled for a Saturday.
No, it's the Britney Spears date. Which former Jersey Shore star has been indicted for the second time on federal tax evasion charges? The Situation, Snooki, or JWoww?
The Situation.
Correct. What happened to 6,755 post office employees last year, up 200 from the year before? Were they attacked by dogs, replaced by robots, or retired with full pensions?
Replaced by robots.
Attacked by dogs. According to the Census Bureau, which major profession has the most people working past 65? Financial analysts, real estate agents, or tax preparers? I'll give you a chance to answer.
Tax preparers.
Tax preparers is right. 14.2% of tax preparers are over 65 years old. Realtors, 11.7. Financial analysts, not so much. Less than 1%. So let's see how you did here, Mark. You got the 5, you got the 3, you got the 1. All those odd numbers add up to 9 points and make you a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, now you're going to have to call back so Dan can... Oh, no, you're on the phone already.
No, yeah.
He's fine.
Just hang on and Dan will get your information, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. Here's our fourth contestant. Hi, Tim.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Go ahead and plug something.
Well, I'm a car dealer from a different dealer, so I won't disrespect your advertisers. I'll just plug the blues.
Okay. We appreciate that. Two categories left, Tim. Get ready for the March on Science or Facts About Earth Day.
Oh, my God. How about neither? But I'll take Facts on Earth Day, I guess.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What ocean are you in if you're at the deepest underwater spot on Earth, the Mariana Trench?
I'm going to say the Pacific.
That's correct. Within 5, how many sovereign nations are there right now on Earth?
12.
206. You were very close. Rounded to the nearest billion, how many people are on Earth right now?
235 million?
7 billion.
Billion, I'm sorry.
Within 5, what percentage of the Earth is covered by land, not water?
22%?
It's 29. What country has the second biggest economy on Earth behind the USA?
China.
That's correct. It is China. 12 nations, really?
12? You messed me up on the sovereignty, So,
12. All right, Tim.
You got, how many nations in the Olympics? I would have had it.
You got the 5-pointer and the 1-pointer, and that's only 6. So you're going to have to be punished as well.
Oh boy,
Mr. Anka, sing it your way.
With the lights out, less dangerous.
See, he also wrote
here
my way.
We are now. Entertain us. I feel stupid.
Yeah.
Contagious.
Sounds great.
Here we are now. Entertain us.
Hey,
I think we're going to do this tomorrow night.
Yeah. Welcome back to Cybergs.
Beautiful Polynesian room.
Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful Polynesian room.
Yeah.
At Hojo's.
All right, Tim. I'm glad you played, but I'm sorry you didn't win. Have a good weekend.
Have a great one, too, you guys.
Thank you very much. Here's our final contestant. Hi, Ken.
Good afternoon. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
And I just want to let you know I picked a bad week to call because you... Music is brutal.
Yes, it is. It's always brutal if you get punished. But you know how you can protect yourself from that is do well in your category, Ken.
There you go.
Your category is get ready for the March on Science, which, as I said, is going on tomorrow. And all of these questions have nothing to do with the march, but something to do with science. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which band runs through the history of science in its theme song for the Big Bang Theory?
Pass.
Who was the creator and star of the original PBS series Cosmos, which Neil deGrasse Tyson updated a few years ago?
Oh my gosh, pass.
Of the 6 current members of Congress who are scientists, what field do half of them have a degree in? Physics, chemistry, or microbiology?
Physics.
Physics is right. Who played the woman that Anthony Michael Hall and Elon Mitchell Smith created in the 1985 movie Weird Science?
Well, I can see her face. I can't think of her name. Pass.
Who had a hit in 1982 with the song She Blinded Me with Science?
Oh, no. I got to listen to Paul Anka.
I can tell you, he did not do She Blinded Me with Science.
I'll pass.
Well, we're going to run out of time.
Don't read him again.
Okay.
I know that one.
I do, too.
Dan?
Thomas Dolby.
Correct. Look, that was teamwork.
Yeah.
Dan and Tim. Do any of you remember who the woman was in Weird Science?
Kelly LeBrock.
That's correct.
Oh.
The original guy behind Cosmos was Carl Sagan, and the theme song for the Big Bang Theory is by Bare Naked Ladies.
Ah.
Ken, all you got was 3 points for the physics.
Yeah, I know.
And so, yeah, you are going to be punished.
I'm worse at what I do best. Not for this gift.
It's that lounge phrasing.
Our little group has always been and always will until the end.
All right. Hello. Goodbye.
Thank you for your show, not for your music.
I appreciate that, Ken. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. If you've missed previous episodes, check the archives on my website, harrisonline.com.